happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's Monday, and on Mondays, we always take a pause from the front page of the news section to take a look at what's going on in the financial section of the news that day. And no one helps us stay on track with that better than David Fisher. He is not only my friend, he is the CEO and founder of Landmark Capital. If you're not watching, by the way, the YouTube series, you should do that. Go to YouTube, type in Landmark Capital in the search bar, and you'll get to see all their newest videos and a lot of really great information for free right there on YouTube. And I'm going to tell you about how to get some more of their resources absolutely free as well before we're done. But, David, happy Monday to you. Good to have you back. We were on a holiday last Monday. We talked a lot about gold, though, in that holiday edition. Give us an update on the markets, where we are year to date. We're heading towards, you know, you can start to see the end of the finish line for the year. What are we looking like in terms of where we should be?
Well, the Dow is still down year to date, 3.4%. The other indexes are up. The S&P 2.9% up. The NASDAQ, the best of the three indexes in paper, up 20%, although down from last week, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But gold and silver, still the number one leaders. Gold up 27.9%, and silver, the shining star, up 50.2%.
Crazy. 50. They broke 50%. It's been in the high 40s for weeks, but that is truly amazing. David, stocks, you were seeing a little comeback today. Last week, they pulled back a little bit. What's the expectations between now and, say, November 3rd when we all go to vote?
Well, you have to understand there's a big uptick, and there's the Japan's big index called SoftBank, which is a multi-billion dollar conglomerate. They contribute to the frenzy they sold, which pulled the plug out of the water, out of the drain. But on the technical side, when they did this, stocks came down. They hit their 50-day moving average, which is a support level. And they're trying to bounce up from that, and they're doing that slightly today. However, this does not mean we're out of the woods by any means. The technical damage from last week and the sell-off was fairly significant, and stocks are definitely not back in an uptrend, a definitive one at least. So that's the technical side. Fundamentally, we have the Federal Reserve obviously creating the most amount of money ever they've done in history and the cheapest they've ever done, and this benefits the stock market. But stocks are drastically overbought, and there's got to be careful. So we could see some choppy to sideways action between now and elections. The S&P has had two periods like this, and they had major downturns when this happened. I wouldn't expect stocks to break down to a lower level unless we have some significant bad news. Neither would I would expect stocks to significantly rally either unless we have some tremendous news.
Right.
So it's going to be choppy between now and elections.
Well, I know that the NASDAQ, the one that's done well, has been primarily bolstered by the tech stuff. And we've got a series of tech things that are going to be happening over the next few weeks. I think Apple is due to release its plans for the 12 tomorrow. Do we think that those tech stocks will keep that index in that territory until and through the holiday season, or are they going to be impacted by this up and down choppy waters like everybody else?
Well, I think everything is going to be impacted by up and down choppy waters, although they've been somewhat of an island. And if you the S&P 500 really should be the S&P 5, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google. And NASDAQ, their indexes are driven by the tech. So the tech rally is over. This is highly overvalued compared to the dot-com. You would think that we'd wake up and say, hey, the dot-com, it was a highly overvalued market. This market, by definition, is more overvalued than the dot-com.
Wow.
Horrendous.
I did not realize that. So this bubble is bigger than the dot-com bubble was.
When you factor in the five stocks we're talking about, yes.
Wow. That's crazy. Okay. What's the main driving force then? Well, maybe we've already answered this question. If they're printing money and gold and silver are outperforming everything, that means that every ounce of gold and silver that's owned is just worth more and more and more dollars the more dollars they pump.
You're exactly right. To the tune of $3.3 trillion now is our government deficit, according to the Congressional Budget Office. It just came out. The Fed is printing more money than any other time in history at the fastest rate, at the cheapest rate, and the government's spending more money than any other time in history. And China is concerned. Last week they came out, Reuters announced that they're selling treasuries, 25% of their holdings, which is a big chunk of money. And they said the reason why they see a potential default in the United States. So this means we can't manage our bills. And, you know, crashes come and go. Financial problems come. We have some people want to say it's not going to happen, but it always will happen, just like a bull market will always happen. We have a bunch of ingredients for a bomb to go off. You know, nitrogen, glycerin, sand, and shell is nothing until you put them all together, and that's dynamite. We have a lot of components that are being put together, and this idea of leverage, that debt doesn't matter, is just insanity, that all we need is something to light the wick, and we will have a financial calamity. That's why it's really important to diversify into gold. That's why billionaires and hedge fund managers and now pensions are going into gold. So that's why gold is rallying, because central banks see a big financial problem coming in the next couple of years.
Riff on that for just a second. You mentioned some of the people that are buying gold, but you mentioned pensions for the first time. That seems like a smart move for people that are in charge of retirement investments.
The Ohio State Pension for Fire Department and Police just announced that they now can, their pensioners, the people who work for those departments, can invest in gold. They are allocated, the first tranche is 5%, and they're going to ramp this up probably to 25% of asset allocation within that pension. So now a person who has a pension in Ohio can invest in gold. So this is, Warren Buffett opened the door to all of this. We talked about this before, and now it's just starting to happen. You're going to see more and more of this. Gold has become so mainstream, more than any other time in history.
Well, friends, here's what I want you to do, and especially if you're a small business owner with a few employees and you'd like to offer some sort of retirement program for your people that is solid, call David's firm today and say, what are the options that I can look into in terms of how to help my employees help their retirements be bolstered by gold? Because if there's a way to do it, Landmark Capital will be able to tell you how and advise you in that. Call them today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Get the free white paper, 2020 white paper called The Coming Bail-In, and call them today and ask them about what your options are. 844-604-2575. Kevin McCullough coming right back.